This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. I can be like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, what I'm talking about. Get it.
Ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Monday, December 12th edition is on and popping. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had an enjoyable weekend. And boy, we got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about on this Monday. Of course, you know, we're going to go live to Abaco in short order, as we do each and every Monday. I've got Roscoe Thompson. I've got Daphne DeGregory Melis down there. I think I said the name correctly. Hopefully, I got it right this go round. We're going to be talking with her regarding the Chamber of Commerce and some of the things happening in Abaco. Just get a general feel as to what's going on 2 weeks away from Christmas, and where are we at with Abaco? As we always do on a Monday, we're going to go to Abaco, but we'll get there in short order. Before we get there, you know, I got to make sure your mental is right as we enjoy the ride home. You know what I mean? So, you know how to chime in. I got your brain teaser lined up. We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Paul Hooper. Feature comedian Amy Shanker. And yours truly, all right? Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Tuesday through Sunday is showtime. Doors open at 8:15. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. We're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. So come get your laugh on with me and compadres. Also playing for lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right? And coffee mugs from Dunkin' Donuts, those signature coffee mugs from Dunkin', all right? Those three great items right there up for grabs. And remember, you can collect your prizes as of this Wednesday, all right? As of Wednesday of this week, you can come on in and collect your prizes, all right? So you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612. Cable Bahamas Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Here's the deal. Here's what you're working with. Here's your brain teaser for today. And you know how to get your answers in. So here we go. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 5% do this on Christmas Day. What is that? That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in, all right? Now, before we get to Abaco, Let me check out your headliners real quick. Who was making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, just in time for Christmas. Be sure to check them out, both locations, Tarpon Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or you can check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Get it? Got it. Good. Boy, Texas, you got some good answers. They're wrong, but good answers nonetheless. No, not go to church and not re-gift. All right, let's check out the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. FTX liquidators being frustrated. Seek U.S. court approval to access records. Story by Jasper Ward. FTX Bahamas Liquid Agency motion asking a Delaware bankruptcy judge for access to certain electronic records related to FTX digital property and financial affairs. Although FTX Digital owns its electronic records, access to this property is in the control of the U.S. debtors and therefore arguably protected by the automatic stay. The liquidators noted in their court filing, because the joint divisional liquidators need access to both the FTX digital records and the other recorded information relating to FTX Digital's property and financial affairs. Let me get to the page as it continues, because I want to continue the thought. In order to protect the interests of the FTX Digital estate, the joint provisional liquidators, as the foreign representative, provisional liquidation, urgently seek an order from this court lifting the stay in the Chapter 11 cases and requiring the U.S. debtors to provide access to this recorded information. Okay. Let's get all the information out there, man. You know what I mean? Get it all in sundry out there. Let us all know what's really going on. And who was involved and to what level. You know what I mean? Most definitely. But obviously you got to follow the parameters of the legal proceedings. You know? Government could not afford $40 million hedge, source claims. Story by Paige McCartney, senior business reporter. The government could not afford the Bahamas Power and Light BPL September hedge trade the Davis administration was urged to execute upon gaining governance, a source within the government said. When BPL initially entered into the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB-supported fuel hedge program in June 2019, the cost of the periodic hedge trades were between $25 million and $30 million. However, by September 21st, the trade has risen to $40 million, said the source. Now listen, I get you might be posturing, the source might be posturing, you know, and deflecting, but at the end of the day, the ball was dropped regarding the hedge. How it was handled in the House of Assembly was misleading. There's a lot to go with that. Now, we're just talking the meat and potatoes of the hedge. I agree $40 million is a little pricey, especially in our situation, because we're spending, but I don't know where it's coming from, and I don't know how we're going to repay it. So have a look and keep an eye on where this all goes. Two men killed on Ferguson Road. Two men were murdered on Ferguson Road off of Paul Track on Friday morning, police said. We touched on it, you know, going into the weekend on Friday. I guess this is a follow-up from that incident. But the latest killings pushed the murder count for the year to 125. But no, we don't have a crime crisis. Now remember, there were 119 murders in 2021, 73 in 2020, 95 in 2019, 91 in 2018, 122 in 2017, 111 in 2016, and 146 in 2015, which is the current record, one that we really shouldn't brag on. It's a disgraceful record. But again, another set of young Bahamian males gone to senseless gang violence and the sub-drug culture. We got to break this cycle. Got to break it. More sad news, 4 more traffic deaths coming out of Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera. 2 men were killed within hours of each other in traffic accidents on Eleuthera yesterday, police said. Grosses by and large complaint, Halkita said. Compliant, Halkita says. Grosses by and large compliant, Halkita says. Although grocers who are members of the region failed to change their prices to be in line with the government's gazetted margins, Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Alkita said yesterday that inspectors reported that grocers are by and large compliant. It's all too expensive if you ask me. But anyway, let me look at some of these answers. Shop for last minute gifts, stick a hole in the gifts to see what the gift is, eat breakfast, don't open their gifts, go to work, cook food, serve breakfast in bed, go to the U.S., go to the movies. None of the above. Nope, empty the garbage, make it a bed. Nope, not go to the movies. I'm telling you, man, some of you all just be lated when you all just be doing this too. Go to the U.S., take down the Christmas tree. Nope, go on the beach, go to the graveyard, go to school. All good answers, but not the right one. Naughty, these young people like dying. Someone must promise them 50 virgins if they die or something else, because I don't get their lust or their love for dying. I'm with you on that. Okay. 40 million can be pricey for this government that increased its travel budget to almost 50 million during a time when most travel is being eliminated and more video conferencing opportunities being embraced. That's almost half of what it would take in to save. We got taxes on point today. Naughty, they thank baby Jesus for his birthday and then they eat breakfast. No. Shop looking for last minute gifts. No. Boy, y'all on a roll today, eh? All right, let's slide up into the buzz. All right. Let's slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock as well at John's. All right. Wide selection for the holidays. So you definitely want to check in on that as well. Or check in on John's. You know, because they're doing big things. And like I said, all season long, they got it going on for you. All right, so be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's serving you is always a pleasure. But like I said, they got you ready and good to go in time for the holiday season. And like I said, great selection and great prices to meet whatever your holiday wardrobe needs may be. All right, for parties, church, dinners, clubs, or the beach, John has something for women, men, or children. Need a gift for somebody, someone actually that they can actually need and use? Get them a pair of shoes for work, a bag, or a gift card. Don't forget, a wide selection of costume, jewelry, and small home appliances available as well. And don't forget, new arrivals from Sperry, Timberland, and Clarks in style for men just in time for Christmas, and small toys for the kids while supplies last. All of this goodness going on at both John's locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and a flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, Mr. Producer, we got Roscoe chimed in yet? All right, well, as soon as they chime in, you know this is Monday, so they will be chiming in short order. So while we wait for Roscoe, we'll slide into the buzz. And I'll tell you something that's buzzing, man. Still buzzing are these potholes. I did not know the gravity of the pothole situation. But we're just waiting for Roscoe to chime in and the crew down there in Abaco. He'll be chiming in on Zoom in short order. So once he's in, we'll know what's going on. And now we'll get down to Abaco and we'll have that conversation. But we definitely be in touch with Roscoe, have a conversation with him. And, of course, Daphne as well from the Chamber of Commerce. All right? But as we get to the buzz, listen, potholes, Mr. Sears, come on. You need to do something, man. So, at the end of the day, I got to listen to me. Y'all got some really loud. Y'all need to stop. Play a game together. Serve breakfast in bed, go to the gym, clean the car. No, y'all day off. And some of y'all do this. I know y'all do this. I know y'all do this because y'all just be running late. No, it's not going to church or sleeping in either. No. Naughty, I don't mean to be ungrateful, but tell the owner of the station I see one Rolex watch and John Bull I want for Christmas. Ask and you shall receive, Naughty. Listen, me and Santa don't go two-step, okay? With a nickname like Naughty Santa ain't brought me a thing my whole entire career. That's why me and the Easter Bunny down, like 4 flat tires. Me and the Easter Bunny cool. Yeah, man. So, yeah, definitely we'll take a break now. Slide out of the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But listen, be aware of the potholes. They are everywhere. Eastern Carter, Western Carter. Listen, they got one tucked. As you come off Shirley Street and you head down that little road heading toward the bridge, if you approach it from Shirley Street rather than regular, man, listen, it is creeping right there waiting on you. When you pull off, Brook-a-Thumb, boom. And you got a couple other potholes in the east. They lie on the other side of a speed bump. So when you go over the speed bump, you're right in a crater. And these craters got teeth. All right? And big up to my crew over there, Botchery and Tire, in 7th Terrace, man, Earl and the crew. Saved me again. Thank God for Petless. Because, Jesus, these roads devouring tires. Chomping them, eating them, swallowing them whole. So anyway, proceed with caution and care while you're out there. All right? Not only the life you save may be your own, the tires and rim you save may be your own. And the pistons and gearbox you keep within your car will be your own. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll check out the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And then we'll head down to Abaco for my Dunkin' on his coffee break. And we'll chop it up with Roscoe Thompson and the crew from Abaco. And we'll see what's going on down there in Abaco. I know they're getting ready for Christmas despite all what's going on. They're getting ready. So we'll see what's going on real quick with them in Abaco. Just touch base. Like we do each and every Monday. Abaco Report coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, December 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. We put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
With fine style, with elegant taste, and fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Christmas coming here. Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Simon Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy Simon Games. It's the game you know, with the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Monday, December 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And, of course, like I say, the time right now is 4:38. And right now, let's jump on in to the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And it's all about those festive feasts. Yes. Yes. Festive feasts going on, all right? You got the Bites Mega Pack for $15, VAT included. You got the Family Mega Meal for $30, VAT included, man. And that is all good. Fully loaded. All right? The festive feast going on. You got your chicken. You got your biscuits. Yes, man. All going on at your favorite KFC Nassau location, all right? You know, the holidays are not the holidays without KFC being a part of the holidays in one way, shape, or form. Going in, during, or coming out on the backside. One out of two. All right. Couple of things that you need to know. Check out the Global Woman with Heating on the Planet in 60 Seconds or Less. Like I said, brought to you by KFC Nassau. Lana Del Rey has set a new album, has a new album on the way that rhymes, but she's releasing the title track as a single. Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? All right? Yeah. Check it out. Did you know that there's a tunnel under the Ocean Boulevard? That's the name of it. Lana Del Rey on some different stuff. The full album will be released March 10th. Jackass alum Bam Margera has been hospitalized with pneumonia complicated by a positive COVID-19 test and has been placed on a ventilator. Trevor Noah hosted his last Daily Show on Friday, which he's been doing since 2015. Octavia Spencer received the 2,742nd star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week. Backstreet Boys member Nick Carter is being sued by a 39-year-old woman with autism and cerebral palsy who says the singer raped her as a teenager on the group's tour bus in 2001. Because of that, ABC has pulled the A Very Backstreet Holiday special that was supposed to air on Wednesday night. Kanye West's antics have cost him several endorsement deals, but now it's getting academic. The School of the Art Institute of Chicago has revoked an honorary doctorate that they awarded to the rapper back in 2015. Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa said Friday that K-pop star T.O.P. will be among the eight people who will join him on the flyby around the moon on SpaceX ship next year. And finally, Leanne Rimes was forced to reschedule two upcoming concerts after she said her doctor found a bleed on her vocal cord. Wow. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Go to Roscoe. He's coming through on the Zoom. And we good to go? Perfect. You got my message? Thank you so much. Okay, here. You want me? Anyway. Give me the signal again. Okay, we good. Let's get to Roscoe. Roscoe, what's good, my brother? I hope all is well. Roscoe, not easy waiting to get in? Check the Zoom. Yeah, he say waiting to get in. You see him now? Yeah, you good to go. I know, man. Naughty, the entire island of Nassau is one big pothole. We soon turn into the real Atlantis. I'm thinking more like the surface of the moon. Yeah, like we need a moon unit to get where we need to get.
Roscoe.
All right, so I know we got Roscoe chiming in. Roscoe, who else we got today, man? Who we got? We got Roscoe? Oh, we got Daphne. Sound like I got Daphne, sound like I got Roscoe. Sound like I got both.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, Roscoe? I know you're busy and trying to get in the Christmas spirit as best you all can down there in Abaco. But I wanted to talk to you briefly today just to touch base to see how and if I could chat with you and Daphne possibly, because I'm seeing the situation now. It was in the papers last week where she said, you know, from the Chamber of Commerce down there that the cost of living is kind of accelerating down there. It's kind of hard. Prices going up.
Yeah, Naughty, let me first apologize. because of my late response, and I know you messaged me earlier. Been busy.
Now, Roscoe, you don't have to apologize. You take time out of your schedule every Monday to make sure we know what's going on in Abaco, all right? So if it's a little hectic for you today, it's all good. No apology required or necessary. You should apologize for your Dolphins stinking up the joint last night. That's what you should do. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
I ain't going to pick you all in no more. But anyway.
I'm a Dolphin fan, so I know how that feels every year.
Listen.
So don't worry about it.
But my biggest thing, though, is the sirs were lifted. Okay? You're back on this case-by-case foolishness. And Christmas is around the corner. And now I'm hearing from the Chamber of Commerce, from Daphne, that the cost of living is skyrocketing down. And, you know, things ain't things.
They've gone up. Do not get me wrong. You know, we have to remember, and it's not a justification or anything, but we only have, I think, 3 boats a week. So anything we import, you know, we're almost double in price of a container. I think it's now, I can't remember, $3,000 or $4,000, maybe even a little more for a container.
A little exorbitant, yeah.
You know, where, you know, and you bring from Nassau, you have that added expense in shipping too. So
correct.
You know, That's the thing with the price control that I don't agree with, because you have to add another 8% to 10% on for food stores and pharmacies over here because they have double shipping. You know, if they order from Thompson Trading, Dalbina's, Island Wholesale, whatever it is, that's another 10% on top of their cost.
Correct.
You know, for any food store or anybody that orders. But prices have gone up, just like everywhere. Now, something that was very interesting, the former prime minister, I guess, mentioned in cabinet the other day, last week, with the SIRS, you know, and it's so true. Did you see the clip that was sent?
I saw a couple floating around. Now, which one are you referring to?
About the SIRS order.
Right.
And, you know, in regards to what FEMA had said, you know, in rebuilding, you know, it takes 6 months before somebody could even start rebuilding or doing because of infrastructure, basic needs of infrastructure. And it just was really eye-opening, you know, because he brought up about COVID. And it's the same thing I've been saying for the past 6 months with you. We lost all that time to COVID, and you have a lot of people over here hurting, but Naughty also with the price increase, with government, what do you expect? Electricity's going up. You know, when somebody was paying one of the food stores, or the food stores were paying 20 or 30,000 in electricity, they're up to 60 and 70,000 a month, or you know, or 50, depending on the grocery store. You know what? Where do they recoup that?
No, and I understand, you know, their pain, because obviously you can't offer any discounts to residents down there because it costs you so much to get the products in. So that's why it's imperative, if you're a business owner, to make sure the Joe Public has the relief they need, so they could you know, support Abaconian businesses and rebuild from home. One goes hand go, hand come. That's how it needs to be in order for a proper rebuild.
It's not just the big stores. It's a cost of living across the board, because it's passed on the consumer. You know, somebody that buys wholesale from the food store, whatever, that price has now gone up. You know, you see things circulating on social media, you know, oh, a dozen eggs are $11. But then when you read the fine print, it's a dozen and a half eggs.
It's a dozen and a half. And you know, kind of, to me, in a disingenuous manner, by politicos, just to stir up, you know, political mileage and political mischief. Because if you read Bahamas, like you said, it was a dozen and a half for $11, which is still crazy, but
eggs are still, you know, $5.49 the other week when I went to the food store, which they actually came down. They were up to $6, and then they plugged.
Well,
just giving
I saw some
idea.
Stuff today for about $6 and change for eggs for a dozen. So, you know, it's back to that tightrope,
right,
between 5 and 6.
But the sad thing about it is, it's a chain reaction. That's at the end of the day, it's passed on to the consumer, no matter what it is. If government increased the cost of electricity, That is then incorporated into the price of, you know, whatever business you're in. Because if you're in the toy business or you're in the food store business or you're in the, you know, even a clothing store, your price of electricity has gone up. And that's an added expense. So everything will go up when electricity goes up. And it's like somebody said the other day, this is not the end of it, Naughty. We still have another two increases coming.
And possibly, you know, with the NIB deductions as well, whenever they got to make that to increase that, that's going to be more of a deduction coming out. And what taxes? Now you got the road tax looming on the horizon?
Road tax, you already have a road tax. It's incorporated into the gas tax.
I'm talking about, the increase in the road traffic fees.
Oh,
I misspoke when I said that, but the increase in the road traffic fees, not the road tax.
But what about Naughty? What about all the taxes that are added into bringing in batteries and tires? All that is where is that money going? And
to me, you know, leadership, when your first option is to tax the citizenry and put the burden on the small man, that's not visionary leadership. That's just a quick fix and you know, let me get some money for the kitty. But at the end of the day, like you say, where does it go? Where does it go? We taxing everything. If they could tax us for oxygen, they would. They could tax us to breathe, they would.
What's Winston Churchill, one of the most famous sayings, the taxation of prosperity is standing in a bucket and trying to lift yourself?
Right.
You know, you can't do that. You know, you can't tax a nation into prosperity. I mean, that there is one thing that I am dumbfounded to this day. It is put back onto the burden of the people. You know, I was listening to the news today out of Nassau, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize because I don't want to say not narrow-minded, but we don't open our ears sometimes. This is me. I just learned something today. We have a legacy tax, you know? I mean, but Naughty, that's just something that just shows you that, you know, we don't realize these things that are put on us by governments.
Because we get caught with the distractions, of a slapping up and the finger pointing and the salaciousness.
Correct.
And we never focus in on the hard, you know, the bottom line, the business side of it, and dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And we've allowed so much old buck up go to pass over the years with lack of credibility and accountability and transparency. Here we are.
Right. And that's why I say, you know, and I'm not justifying anybody in the price of increase, but I have seen the cost of living in Abaco slowly start to, has increased. And unfortunately, you know, that is a reality that is going to happen. And that's because of numerous things. The demand, government's taxation, you know, the fuel surcharge on BPL.
Yeah, but Roscoe, we've been going over this, right? And I feel your pain, but what's starting to irk me and really get me, like, upset is, my God, we've been talking about this for 10 months in Abaco. We're going into a new year, 2023, and we still have no clear-cut answer for Abaconians on the horizon. Let's go to the phone lines real quick because I got this phone call coming, and I think Jeff wants to have a powwow with you. What's going on, Jeff? All good? Welcome to the show, as always, man.
All good. Hey, Roscoe. My brother.
Hello.
I just want to say first, before I say anything about the current conversation, listen, I had a chance to listen last night to a rebroadcast that you apparently did November 6th on that show that comes on Sunday night. And I was quite impressed with it. In fact, I tried to call into that show, but told it was a rebroadcast. I am so sad I missed that show. Beyond Polythorn, I think that's what they call it, with Lady T.
Yeah, let's talk together in English and then... That's right. Trying to get in Creole and whatnot, yeah.
Exactly. That was a show out of this world. I'm trying to get a transcript of that because you answered so many questions from the aspect of what's going on in Abaco. And I think that, it's very important that people stick on that conversation and really get some things going, you know. But onto your subject about this road, the road works and everything, Naughty. Uh-huh. I can tell you, like I said, I had a big conversation with both of the political parties. And we sat down, we had a big powwow. And I told them I blame both of them for it because it's obvious. This consolidated fund that we have that's representing all the nation's coffers, I believe that we have to do something with that. Every time people travel to, for instance, right to Miami, every time you go, there's a different road being constructed. The roads are maintained, the diverges are clear, and everything. And it behooves me to figure out why our politicians, you know, have not figured out a way to in this consolidated fund, create compartments, you know, whereas for the roads, this X amount of money, especially when it comes down to the licensing fees, the inspection fees, and all these other stuff. And now, come to find out in January, the fees are going up again. I mean, why is it that these monies are not directed towards road reconstruction and road maintenance? I mean, you go to Miami, you see a new highway built, and you ask the question, well, how is it that these people can do it, and yet we have not learned any foundational practical you know, areas where we could actually maximize these monies and use them just to maintain the infrastructure. Tires are not cheap.
No, tell me about it. Trust me, I know.
Tie rod ends are not cheap. Chassis rebuilding, pulling is not cheap. You know, and you know, more than anything, the health, because nobody still hasn't spoken to the health repercussions of these bad roads on our body. Nobody's speaking to it, but yet we have politicians who are pontificating about everything else, and they're not really, to be honest with you, I haven't seen anything yet beneficial from since certain aspects of our government came in. I see no benefits at all today, and it's been a year and something in where we have already ridiculed the last administration, but yet it's no real big thing in this country where the average Bahamian, and I'm being serious, you know, I sit on the tree and I listen to these people and we have these conversations. A lot of them are saying they can afford the one or two things, but a year and something in, this country is not really moving fast enough
to keep up with
anything in the country. And, you know, it's just sad to say that, but then that's the reality of the situation. You know,
the more things change, the more they stay the same, Jeff. That's how it seems.
Unfortunately, not in closing. You know, on the campaign trail is always this, oh, well, when we get in, things will get better and we'll do it faster. But now they're in, and really, nothing seems to be moving. You know? And, you know, I'm not going to say anything else on it. I'm pretty sure that I irked up a lot of the supporters on the other side. On the PLP side for the
they need to get the car in gear and start driving now.
Well, I tell you, I've already lost two tires and I can't afford to lose anymore. All right,
Jeff, be safe, man. Always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Roscoe, because I know we get ready to wrap things up.
And he's absolutely right. The problem with our taxation and how we collect taxes, everything goes in the consolidated fund. And nothing is earmarked for X, Y, and Z. It's when cabinet decides that, an example, local government will get X amount of dollars, Ministry of Tourism will get X amount of dollars, and then the budget is put before the House for the debate. So it's not that you have everything earmarked for a certain thing. For example, like I said, with gas, the gas tax, you know, that's on gas, you know, that should be earmarked for roads and roads only, you know, because that's what cars are going over.
Right. Some people say, Naughty, my license has been at $15 per year for the past 20 years. I think so, yeah. But anyway, Roscoe, we got to do it again next Monday before we get to the Christmas break.
And
so line up everybody for Monday, man. No problem. We could talk about the situation with the Chamber of Commerce, man. Real talk.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
All right, be safe. Enjoy the rest of your week, man. And enjoy your Christmas preparations and all that good stuff as best you can.
Put up lights now.
All right, man. We're gonna get to the break right now. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll go straight to the news, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Earl LaPearl will join us. Gonna have live in studio. Yes, gonna have live in studio Todd Isaacs Jr. and Lucius Fox. We're gonna be chopping it up, talking Don't Blink Home Run Derby. All right. Yeah, man, it's definitely coming to town this week. All good. Kicking off Wednesday night with the celebrity game, Saturday with the derby out there at Montague. It's going to be all good, man. And I'm proud to be a part of it one more again. Since its inception till now, Uncle Naughty's been a part of it, and it's growing, and I'm a proud uncle, man. It's a great product. Watching these guys do big things, looking forward to it. So we'll talk all that goodness on the flip side of the break. All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, the Monday, December 12th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Mr. Producer, look out. I know Pearly is zooming in short order. So keep an eye out for the Pearl.
Let me tote it. Get it over with.
Okay,
time,
stop. Listen. Breathe, okay? You are lucky today that joining me in studio, I have the future second baseman or shortstop, whichever they decide to play him, by the Washington Nationals. Mr. Lucius Fox, all right? So we can talk to Lou in a minute. So you see Lou, don't blink. Tell Lou he saved you and your Dolphins today from a slow roast, okay, my brother? So my Dallas Cowboys are 10-3. Your Miami Dolphins are 8-5, correct?
Yes, It ain't over till the fat lady sing. That's all I got to
but
say.
But at this moment.
Yes, you're correct.
I got a two-game lead. That's like two jerseys that I'm going to line that grill with to roast. But that's a different.
You know, this kind of reminds me of that 3-1 lead that your Yankees had one time ago and blew it. But that's all right.
Just, stop it. You see, you've been in the graveyard with a number book again. I could tell. But anyway, it's all good. Just hang tight. Let me get through today in sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And then, of course, we'll jump into the conversation with Lucius, all right? But yeah, boy, Pearly, even I last night was scratching my head a little bit. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but boy, I tell you. And y'all got two more to touch, you know, in the cold. One in Buffalo and one in New England.
I love you like a brother, but I really don't like you, boy. I want you to know that.
That's good.
Like
I love you like a brother, but I hate you. You Dodgers, you Dolphins. That's the truth. It's all good.
You on radio? I want to say something. You're so bad right now, but anyway.
Pretty everything good. You're my boy. I know. Dallas Cowboys. All right. On this day, like I said, in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, we have the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget that businessman's lunch special Monday through Friday. Different special daily. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you this week at Naughty Johnny's. 377-7776. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. It's always well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. The answer to the trivia question, for all of you who've been blowing me up, and I gave you a couple of extra minutes, it's put up more Christmas lights and decorations. 5% of the Bahamians surveyed said that they wake up on Christmas morning and still put up more lights and more decorations because they feel like they're still behind and they need to put more up. So for all of you who put in those great answers,
I can believe that.
They were good answers.
I used to know someone like that. Christmas Day, someone like that.
All right. So there you go. All right. Now, let's check out on this day in sports history. 1899, George Grant patented the wooden golf tee. 1968, Arthur Ashe became the first black man or African-American to be ranked number one in tennis. 1971, Bobby Hull of the Chicago Blackhawks scored his 1,000th point. 1976, Joe Namath played his last game with the New York Jets. 1981, Wayne Gretzky became the quickest to reach 50 goals in a season. It was only in his 39th game. 1988, Sandra Miller sued Mike Tyson for sexual harassment. Texter, I am quite serious. That's what the survey say. Don't blame me. Blame the survey. 1998, Mark Recchi of the Montreal Canadiens ended his consecutive game streak. He had played in 569 straight games.
The Texter don't believe you?
Yeah, they mad now they didn't get the answer. You know what I mean? But listen, I have the biggest and best fan base in the world. Apparently, a bunch of lawyers come up and they don't get the answer right. Trust me. It's all good. I'm having a chuckle at some of
these lawyers. Who talked to Bombers about these lawyers that watch Law & Order?
They got their degree from Law & Order. 1998. Okay. 2000, the Texas Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez to a record-breaking 10-year, $252 million contract. The contract amount broke all Major League Baseball records and all professional sports records. 2001, Jerry Lightning of the Dallas Stars scored his 100th NHL goal in a game against the Buffalo Sabres. 2001, Denver Nuggets coach Dan Issel was suspended for 4 games by his team for shouting a profanity and an ethnic remark at a fan. 2001, former Dallas Cowboy Nate Newton and two others were arrested on charges of carrying at least 170 pounds of marijuana. It was his second arrest for the same offense in 6 weeks. Only Nate would do that, Earl. Only Nate Newton of the Cowboys would get busted.
You didn't get enough points, and only needed to carry some more.
Man, he got busted like with 200 pounds, and then 6 weeks later, he got busted with 175 pounds. What was Nate thinking? But he's made it, you know, he's bounced back. Paid his dues to society. He's bounced back. He's doing a lot of good things with young football players and broadcasting in Dallas. So big up to Nate Newton, man. Part of the Great Wall of Dallas. And finally, in 2010, the collapse of the inflatable roof at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome Stadium caused the cancellation of a game between the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. The team played the next day at Detroit's Ford Field. Sports quote of the day, if you train hard, you'll not only be hard, you'll be hard to beat. Herschel Walker. How about that quote there, Pearly?
He was hard to beat, but he got beat.
All right. Naughty, that's just... Interesting. We're not mad because I always win it. I'm always winning. Yeah, well, if you always win it, then don't even comment. All right, Pearly. Time to slide into the home court. And the home court, of course, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASA. And don't forget, you could drive in to the new year in a brand new car with Burger King Nassau, all right? All you got to do is upgrade your combos, all right? You fill out the form correctly, and you could be riding off in a brand new BYD 2020 Han HEV electric vehicle courtesy of Burger King and Easy Car Sales. Drawing on the 28th of this month, so you got between now and the 27th to go on in, upgrade your combos, and fill out the form correctly, and you could be driving off in a brand new car. All right, Pearly, let's welcome him to the show.
I don't want to cause Burger King. Everybody continue to participate because you're helping a good cause, but it's actually my car already, so you know.
Right, right. It's already, Pearly's already claimed in the name of Jesus. Listen, yes, Pearly, yes. On another note, before we talk to our special guest, you did a great job being the voice of the Caribbean Baseball Cup. All right, my brother? Mm-hmm.
I had the most awesome week.
That is your job until you decide to give it up, my brother.
Will you make sure they know that? But I really enjoyed it. It was fun. Apart from being and watching the sport I love to watch in baseball and watching some really good young talent and watching some names that one day I know I can hear in the major leagues, it was fun. It was kind of cool. It was great. It was, I had a great time.
Man, listen, man, you dropped that
messed up some names. But by the end of the week, every name that I messed up, by the end of the week, I had down pat.
But listen.
And the scorers from the Cuban scorers that was there all extended an invitation to me to come to Cuba. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's a totally different invitation, I believe. But anyway, good for you.
That was based on coming to see a tournament and everything. That was straight up legit. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen.
You're getting me in trouble.
I'll be honest with you. You know, no stranger to the show and good friend of the show. And it's ironic we're bringing him up today because, you know, our next guest was actually discovered by him. But Coach Simmons was like, listen, tell Pearly he's got to be like the Yankees announcer. He would go down and he'd visit with both lineups, visitor and home team, shoot the breeze with all the players. And by the time they get up, you know, it was like real easy to say, now batting third, shortstop, Omar Vizquel. You see what I mean? That's when we dropped that quiet Herrera the other night. I was like, listen to Pearly. Listen to Pearly with the soft H on the Herrera, Herrera. I said, look here. Sound like you've been in the Dominican Republic for a week. But anyway.
I mean, you would have known. Trust me, you would have known if I'd been in the Dominican Republic for a week.
Oh, God. Yeah. I hope you'd have brought Winifred Hernandez back if you did, the volleyball player. But that's a different story for another day.
My goodness. You should have really not. You're going to cause me getting problems. Let's talk. Change the subject.
But yes, we'll talk baseball instead of volleyball because coming up this week is something that you've been associated with and I've been associated with since its inception. And I'll be there on Wednesday night for the celebrity game. I'll be there Saturday for the home run derby. You know, we have Lucius Fox in studio. And like I told Lucius, I got it out of the way. You know my feelings. If I don't see him in the lineup opening day, you can start seeing conchas getting thrown from the stadium in Washington. And y'all can know Jesus, naughty, done run hard and said what he said he could do. I'll take a whole trailer load of conchas and try Boisard Martinez. Keep me calm, because this dude need to be in the starting lineup.
Not that I wouldn't mind helping you, but what after I see happen, I think they can be a little stricken letting you come through with conch shells, so we have to pick out a different
plan of action. But I think they should just cut to the chase and put the man in the starting lineup now. Barring injury, he needs to be in that lineup, man.
I know another team could use a shortstop right now, but you know, he decided he wasn't going to the East Coast. He didn't want to stay on the West Coast.
Listen, I wouldn't allow him to play for them Dodgers, all right? I wouldn't allow him to do himself like that. But Pearly, listen, let's back up. I'm going to claim it in the name of Jesus already. Future starting second baseman or shortstop for the Washington Nationals when that lineup cracks open in 2023 opening day in April, Mr. Lucius Fox. What's going on, Lucius? Good to see you, man. Sweet Lou, what's good, man?
Naughty, thanks for having me, man. Just know it's always love. You know, I always feel at home when I come on this show.
Because, listen, man, your Earl and I are so proud of you, man, and you and Todd Jr., and watching you do what you guys do and give back the way you give back and the way that these guys have gravitated to Don't Blink. And it's going in its fifth year, and the way Major League Baseball is coming on and CC Sabathia and his crew coming on, man, it's big things what you're doing, man. And the beautiful thing is you guys are setting a trail for other baseballers to follow that you guys didn't have. So you're giving back. I mean, the pipeline is awesome what you guys are setting up.
Earl, greetings. But like you said, Naughty, you know, everything we've done since the beginning, just for the younger generation, the kids coming up behind us, we realized Antoine Richardson and, you know, the greats that paved the way for us, they did what they could. And we took it upon ourselves to do what we can to continue to push the game forward and bring the finest things to the Bahamas. We feel like we have the most beautiful country in the world. We have a lot of talent in the world, but we've just been slept on for a long time. You know,
I think from you guys bringing Major League Baseball here, it's opened up the eyes to Major League Baseball, because they've done a lot of stories saying that the Bahamas is like number two in the region now as far as baseball recruiting, next to Aruba. Even above the great Dominican Republic.
That sounds so good, Naughty. Hopefully we can continue to push this forward and have a lot more major leaguers. You know, we have a lot of guys in the minor leagues now, so hopefully we can mature as baseball players coming up through the pipeline and push 10, 15, 20 major leaguers and take this thing over, man.
But I'm hearing good things about everybody who's in minor leagues doing their thing. And I'm watching the progressions, because every year people are moving up to a different division, or midway through, they're taking you from this league and putting you in another league because you're doing well here. And I think what we have is we have a plethora of outfielders and infielders. And I think now we're starting to see some pitches starting to develop, and that's good. I think you're going to see more from the Bahamas if we get this right, a variety of players, because we're so athletic, kids can play a bunch of positions.
Coming in, I was just a pure shortstop. I never played any other positions. And once I started moving around the field, getting closer to the major leagues, they wanted to move me around, work on my versatility, and they realized that you could put me in center field and I could compete as a gold glove center fielder. Right. You could put me at shortstop, second base, third base, and I can compete. So we have a lot of versatility. I would like to see a lot more pitchers coming out of the Bahamas so we could, you know, field this team, this Bahamian national team, and compete.
What did you think about the Caribbean Cup recently, though? I mean, for our first effort in a while, I'm just not playing for Great Britain, but actually playing for ourselves and being ourselves, I think we did wonderful. I think it was a great accomplishment.
Huge step in the right direction, you know, just to have that Bahamas on your chest. You know, we've been playing for Great Britain for so long, but we want to play for the Bahamas, man. And, you know, kudos to the guys for completing the stadium and putting that great tournament on. We had a young team, but they showed hard. They showed that they
can compete. They were competitive in every game.
For sure. All right? They showed that they can compete.
And they beat the Virgin Islands. They were competitive against Curaçao. And when you look at Cuba, everybody in the region, that Cuban team you see, that's no joke.
Right.
And Lucius can tell you, he plays at the highest level. A lot of those guys got potential to be in major league programs.
No doubt, man. And that's something we've been saying since the beginning. Now it's just finally, you know, it's good to see that we're getting the recognition from the world, and, you know, just more kids just signing professional, changing their lives and their family lives. And, you know, I'm just excited for the whole sport of baseball and Bahamian baseball players.
Now, let's talk Don't Blink, because I hear this home run derby thing getting a little juicy. Todd was in here a little juicy last week, running out.
What are you talking about?
But he's, you know, they up 2-1 and all that type of stuff.
Right.
I said, yeah, but boy, if Lucius get Melendez again, he's going to maybe something.
No, I got something on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I want all the people of the Bahamas and the sound of my voice to come out and see it. You know, he had his little year of trash talk.
You
know,
I believe you got a stock squad. I believe your squad may be a little stock this year, so I'm hearing. You know, I got inside information.
Now, do you know I'm a hell of a GM?
So that means you got jazz and big new.
You know I'm a hell of a GM, and you know over here I'm not cheap when it comes to, you know, making sure my players are okay. You know, once they come down to the Bahamas, they can have a good time and they can show out on Saturday.
Can you mention some of the guys that are coming now? Because last week, you know, like, tell us one of the secrets. I can't. It's a non-disclosure agreement. I can't.
Right. We have MJ Melendez coming down, defend his crown. He was adamant to, I got to come back.
Well, you know, I got me a little 11-year-old pitcher, right? You know, and the biggest name for him is Tristan McKenzie, because, you know, he was glued to the TV all through the playoffs and everything, and he tall and Tristan tall, and tall, two of them got crazy hair and all that kind of, they're kindred spirits. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Pitchers are weird people, not in a bad way.
No, you're right. Not you not saying anything that they're not going to say themselves. They know that they're weird too.
Because you've been playing it for a long time. Not many times you find dudes come up and say, hey, I want to pitch. A lot of people want to play shortstop or third. I feel not doing anything.
Everybody want
to
hit.
Hey, I want to pitch. So you got to be cut from a different cloth to do that.
Nah, you have to be. And, you know, Tristan is a great guy to look at.
And Tukey is another one. Tukey Toussaint, another great guy.
He's going to be a champ. You know, that's one of my favorite times. Just so the young kids can be around that. You know, you have a major leaguer on the Bahamas that teaching you the mechanics of pitching. So bring all the kids out to the kids
camp. I got my whole 12U team coming up. We got that coordinated as always.
Perfect.
I got my six little arms I can drop on and say, yo, I just stay right here at this drill. We'll take care of the rest of it. Yeah.
We just want to groom them into the best baseball players they can be. Try to give them as much knowledge as we can in that 3-4 hour time period.
But the good thing about that is that when they turn around, there's major league talent on every drill.
Every drill.
They could touch them, and that's something every that drill. You guys didn't have when you were coming up. You had to go play tournaments to see major leaguers or whatnot. It wasn't as available for you guys as you've made it for these kids. I think compounded with the fact that Major League Baseball loves the Bahamas. Have you seen what they've done with Jazz? I mean, Jazz got a career after baseball.
Right.
He's like the next Reynolds, you know?
I'm telling you, Naughty, the behemoth
people. Straight from the infield to the broadcast booth. Straight. Another Howard Reynolds.
And he's natural, too. You know, behemoths, we got that swag. We got that. It's just something about us. People find out I'm from the Bahamas, and they just, you know, it's different. But it's like super excited to see Major League catching on to the Bahamas and, you know, just giving us our props. You know, we're a small island, small nation, but we're mighty. And we have a lot of talent. Like I said, we can take this thing over, and we will take this thing over soon.
Pearly, you have anything for Lucius? Because I know you're the baseball guy.
Hey, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, Lucius?
How you doing?
Still waiting on that Dodger jersey you promised me 5 years ago, but we won't mention that right now.
Don't entertain foolishness, man.
Hey, tell him once I get to the big leagues and, you know, I do some stuff, tell him come get me a free agency. Tell him come get me a free agency for about $250-$300 million. I'll be out there.
Hold on, and I put in the word for the pinstripes who can afford the $300 million contract.
You know, my grandfather was a big, big Yankees fan, so if I had the opportunity to play for the Yankees, if it was between the Yankees and the Dodgers, I got to go Yankees just for my grandfather.
Ooh, you just get juke on national radio, Pearly. I love it.
But if the Yankees not there, then you know LA it is.
Second choice there, Pearly.
Listen, that's all right. That's all right.
No, I mean, baseball, you know, you're still my dog. You know that.
It ain't hard. The fellas do change a lot of teams. And they move from one team to the next. You know, a certain man on this radio station had to hide all of this truth the other day when somebody tell him, somebody went to the Giants.
So the same Todd Isaacs Jr. coming in and passing
me
question on radio.
You gotta blame John Heyman, man. Lucius, he break the wrong nose. And I was just
you
know.
You want to mention to the Bahamas that people will know coming. Any other names you can drop to tell us who all you know who will be participating this weekend and tell us who's all participating in the celebrity game as well.
You know, I'm super excited about this kid, Jordan Walker. He's the number one prospect from the Cardinals. I seen clips of him, never played against him, but the ball coming off his bat is crazy. I'm really excited to see what he do here in the Bahamas. You know, it's different once you come to the Bahamas. Some guys get nervous and they don't perform. Some guys, they show out. So he's a big kid with a lot of power, and, you know, I'm just trying to see how that translates on the island, on the big stage. It's different when you have 5,000 Bahamians shouting at you. You know what I mean? So
no, and listen, there's nothing like I'm so glad. And take another way from Atlantis. Love Atlantis. You know that. That's my second home. But right. I'm warning you, there's some ambiance about that just makes the home run derby click out there like no other.
Mm-hmm. It's home, honestly. You know, we started there and it just feels right. You know, Atlantis, we thankful for Atlantis for lending us their space with COVID. And not knowing if Monarchy would have been available, so we had to use Atlantis. But, you know, we're
Atlantis
super excited.
Atlantis is a great look for the celebrity game, though, too. How they have that set up in the night, that's awesome.
For sure. But super excited to come back to Monarchy, to bring it back over the bridge to the people. And, you know, everyone can come. I'm pushing that, you know, all demographics, kids, adults. This is an event that everyone can enjoy, and, you know, you don't want to miss it. About to be taught.
Now, Todd, look here, man. We did the mindset of the team loaded, so he did what he had to do. So ain't nothing happening for you this year.
Todd know it.
I'm the defending champ, Naughty.
You said you're used to that.
I have no talking to do right now.
You're defending champ again because exactly. You got the lead in this. You're used
exactly.
to this. This uncharted waters for him, but not for you.
When I win this one,
last year was my last time losing the Derby. Mm-hmm. And I had a good team, and I don't know how I lost. But that was my last time losing. From here on out, it's just Team Fox all the way.
There you go.
That surely sounded good.
It sounded real good. But listen, a couple of questions pertaining to the event, because I got people texting it. Obviously, if you want to go to the camp is free, correct, for the kids?
For sure. Everything for the kids. You know, we don't look for any profit of the kids. We just want to spread the knowledge and just work out with them. So bring the kids down free of charge.
And what day is the camp again? Just a reminder.
Thursday.
Thursday is the camp, all right? You have the celebrity game on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. That's like the kickoff. You have the celebrity game. And Pearly, so you know, Greg Burr says he's going to pull a judge this year. He's not hitting one, but he's hitting two. He's leaving it. He's going yard twice. And he promised me a bat flip of all bat flips on the second one.
Okay.
I'm looking forward for that. Because last year I didn't see that coming, but Greg cracked that one clean.
Yeah, no, he came. He said he was going to do that and left.
He did.
That was impressive. I think that was the most impressive thing that happened last year.
Yeah, cool. The ice called him Cool Breeze because of that.
Now, he didn't even play defense.
He had the home run and left. So y'all don't need to see nothing else from me.
That's okay. It.
He was like Deion Sanders at the combine. Pull up in the limo, round the 40, ran straight back out, going to the combine and say,
see you later.
I could be a second round pick at the worst. So he said, number two pick at the worst. None of y'all need to see me.
No.
So Greg said, come in here too and leave. Give me a ground bat flip and walk off. So.
Out of there.
And then you got the camp on Thursday, which is good. And the kid, listen, people, I've been to every one of the camps. And if your kid is involved in baseball, whatever level of baseball, this is the camp you need to be at. Meaning, if they're T-ballers, well, not T-ballers, the camp from what, 8 until?
This is 7 to 18.
7 to 18.
Yeah.
All right, so 7 to 18. So if they're in coach pitch, 10U, 12U, 13U, 15U, this is the camp you need to be at. Because you're getting quality work at all the stations with major leaguers or major league coaches or our very own major leaguers. Mm-hmm. So you can't go wrong with that. And it's something when kids get the instruction from these guys, they do it instantly. Where coaches will spend entire practices putting the pressure through the roof because they don't want to do it, and you all come there in 5 minutes and you get them to do it. Get them out there. It's a great environment. And kids definitely need to... The kids definitely need to get out there, because the instruction that they're getting at this level, you guys never got.
Mm-hmm, no.
And in years past, they had to go abroad to get it.
Now
they're
coming to you.
Now they're bringing them to the Bahamas, baby.
So at the end of the day, you got to look at the whole entire situation and watch it blossom.
Yeah.
Watch it get to where it is and then see where it's going to go. Because you got to year five. Now you knocking on the door in the majors, you going back to independent, but obviously, you know, they call there a lot quicker than they do the A ball and double A. So you guys are knocking on the door. We got another wave coming through. So obviously, I'm thinking we could ride this till the wheels fall off. This is something you guys could put in long to work for you guys long after your baseball careers are over.
Hopefully we can leave this after we, you know, left the earth too, you know. You know, we try to lay the blueprint down, the foundation, and show people what you can do. But the brand Don't Blink is there to stay. And, you know, we're just going to try to do more and more for our people.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest thing. Nick called me again today, Naughty.
Okay.
You know, they're super excited.
Nick, don't call me D. Gordon.
Yeah, please don't call him D. Gordon.
I just
call
him
might strangle you.
I can call him D just for the record. I mean D. What's going on? I can mess with him all day.
Yeah, no, but no, man, just those guys love coming to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
just because of the energy, the love they feel here. You know, all of them, they want to have homes there one day. So, you know, for Lucius and I, that's huge right there. You know, bringing our friends here to the Bahamas for them to enjoy our home. And for them to make it their second home, that speaks to the volume of, you know, just the love we share here in the Bahamas. You know, just the energy they bring out on Saturday at the Derby. You know, some of those guys play in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But, you know, when they come step up on the stage here at Montague, they say that's the most nervous they ever get. So
they
that just speaks to...
But they love it. But I could see them there getting it. They take it right before. Yeah. Like, give me the gloves. Give me the grips. Let me get serious.
Yep.
And we need to take a page out of MJ book.
Yeah, no MJ.
Funny, MJ was suited for the Derby at 1:30 last year, shirt and pants. No wonder.
I remember he was walking around there with his pants. This Melendez kid, boy, they need to call him up again.
No wonder he put on the shirt.
But they do need to call him up this year too.
No, he spent the year up there, and he did really well.
I mean, he was in between AAA and up there, had a couple of cups of coffee. But I know. Salvi Perez getting a little long in the tooth up there. And if they move him to DH full time, then you got to have an everyday catcher. And Melendez can catch every day.
For sure.
Yeah, I think they're moving in that direction. The DH and the universal DH was huge for baseball. You know, it allowed more jobs, more guys who, you know, didn't have the opportunity to you know, have that DH spot. You know, it was either there or in the minor leagues. At least now they have
the more National flexibility. League, a ton of guys have gotten a job now, and that you see just dudes popping up.
And it makes the game more fun. It's more exciting. Pitchers hitting.
Pitchers hitting in B1C.
Listen, only one pitch I ever wanted to watch bat, and that was Bartolo Colon. Every once in a while, Bartolo would hit a dinger or two out of the yard, and you know, he's a big dude, and it was fun to watch.
Him, Dontre Willis, and Bumgarner.
Yeah, and I think Dontrell Hawkins was another dude.
LaTroy Hawkins
was another one who could hit pretty well, too, when he got a chance.
Yeah, but now we need hitters. We need hitters in that sport.
But anyway, we're getting ready to get to the break. But real quick before we wrap, man, just give everybody the rundown once again how it's going down this week. I know it kicks off on Wednesday with the celebrity game over there at the Atlantis. Then they got the camp on Thursday at the Atlantis. And then that follows up with the Derby on Saturday, correct?
We going Man Overboard Thursday
night. Black Man's Revenge.
That's a staple right there.
That's going to be one of my favorite events at the Derby. I don't know why. I mean, it's fun.
Of course, it's fun. Yeah, get out there and love yourself. You can do the whole great event and not have some fun with it. Couple of things before we wrap, though. Just so you know, little ironic, man. That 12U team I'm talking about happens to be coach. I who discovered Simmons. You and brought you up. Yeah, man.
Coach Simmons.
Frankie, man. Great
Coach
dude.
Simmons are great. You know, bro, I can't thank Coach Simmons enough for what he's done for me. Anytime I was at Freedom Farm, he lived Kamaika Road. He would give me a ride home. I would beg my mommy to stay out late. Coach Simmons.
Oh, yeah, he didn't tell the stories.
He never told me no.
But he told them how you used to call on Christmas Day after you eat your Christmas dinner, let's go field some brown balls.
Anytime they call me. So now,
guess what, 12 Munchkins then asked me and Coach Simmons to do Christmas Day after the event. Hey, thank you, Lou. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, but Coach Simmons,
man. There goes my college football. I've been enough for that day, big Lou.
See you later.
But hey, if they end up like how you guys ended up, job well done, man.
For sure.
And that's what I look forward to. From when I'm older, to see these guys look and say, look, he's playing college, he's playing here. That's the reward for me.
And I salute you guys, like you, Coach Simmons, all the coaches, man, for taking time out of your schedule. You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You have a million things you could do, but just giving back to the kids, it means a lot to me. And I salute you guys. I appreciate it.
Listen, man, as long as I can give back in a way that I enjoy, it's all good. Mm-hmm. You know, I can be doing jury duty or something else. I appreciate you guys. And like I said, I've watched you guys grow up. I'm very proud of you. The Texans are proud of you. I love to hear our young athletes coming on and speaking so well. Love you, Lucius and Todd. Thank you for paying it forward. And Pearly, you did a great job out there at the baseball
stadium. Pearly, baby. The voice of the stadium, baby. Pearly sounded amazing out there pronouncing all those hard names from Curacao.
Pearly could be out there with me at Don Blink on Saturday, too. I could let him put a couple of them foreign ones. Make a little cameo. So we want to thank you, man, for stopping by. Right. And tickets
are the best.
Yeah, but Pearly, listen, man, you are the Bahamian Bob Uecker, my brother. And I say that with the most respect when I say that.
So when I reach the stadium, let's make sure I go in the front row.
You are in the front row. You're Euclid from here on out. And then when we get you like Harry Carey next year in the seventh inning on about six Budweisers, and then really, you'll sing the seventh inning stretch.
Before six collect.
Okay, but we'll make it happen. Check out the guy in the sombrero. All right, man, we get to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, Pearly and I will be wrapping things up. We'll talk, the Dolphins post-mortem, the Cowboys post-mortem. We'll get you ready for tonight's game. Well, New England, Arizona, and playoff ramifications, and now for the Patriots as well. So we'll talk all of that and wrap things up on the flip side of the break right here on the Monday, December 12th edition of Talking Ads. I want to thank you guys as always, man. We'll see you out there. Don't blink, man.
Yes, sir, baby.
Well, these jerseys look good, too, boy. I got y'all ready for mine.
Yes, sir.
Wait, you see this year. We taking it back to the old school.
Stop it. Okay, and you got that one to say naughty and one on the back.
Of course,
that's me. I'm
going. Waiting on you.
Of course.
And listen, this year I need a neutral color because I don't know which team to win. You
it's
look
okay.
like the two of y'all got a shot.
You were smart, man. I know you're smart, man. You know which team to win.
You know I can lean at some point. Let's get to the break, man.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how.
how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online, terminals, and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack, loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Diamond Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Diamond Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's Diamond Games. It's the game you know, with the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Monday, December 12th edition continues right now. We're getting ready to wrap things up. Down the home stretch we come. Don't forget today, as we always do, the final 10 is Rich Eisen Overreaction Monday. But Pearly, real quick, let's talk, man. Got some people texting in, and they was like, listen, I'm not trying to give Pearly a hard time, but I'm a Dolphin fan also. What did Pearly see that was the flaw last night?
I saw three things. I saw that their defense came well prepared, and they did exactly what the 49ers did, close out the middle for the Dolphins, and McDaniels did not adjust. I don't understand it.
I talked earlier, and I said that was the thing that jumped out to me. I thought Mike McCarthy was coaching you all with lack of in-game adjustments. That was so, like, old McCarthy.
It was killing me. I mean, I try not to curse, but Lord of mercy, I try and say every curse word I know, all 5 million of them, I did yesterday. Now, and then I looked at that, and then I looked at, granted, your quarterback is having a rough time, and I don't know so much if it's Tua or just that we didn't make any adjustments, we didn't run any slants, you know, we didn't need dunk offs, none things, and then granted that we lost our running back, granted I'd be banged up, granted my left tackle is all beat up and banged up, we just didn't adjust. And then you take that away from it, we got no secondary. We got no defense. We get this. We trade for Chubb. Give up a first, a big pick, but get Chubb. And I don't see what this brother doing yet.
But listen, Pearly.
It got climatized with the system and all that. I understand that. But the defense just got picked apart. They made Hurst look like he was the number one pick, not the number six.
So listen,
that's what I saw. That's what I saw.
You want me to make you feel better? Let me put my spin on it, because you know I could sell ice to the Eskimos. All right, let me tell you the good thing about it is, right? All of that and that game that you played, that every Dolphin fan today is all upset about. What was the final score? 20-14?
23-17.
What, 23-17? Purdy, yeah. For all of that, you're one drive away from winning the game.
We were one drive away.
You have to look at that and say...
Not Kelly, some clutch calls. Oh, my goodness, some calls some referees made. I couldn't believe it.
Nah, you preaching to the choir about calls. How many times my Cowboys been screwed by the referees? But listen, my point is this.
The
fix is easy. Here's what you do. The running game isn't broken. It's injured. But you know what you do? You go back to a guy that you all got in mothballs who actually ran well for you by the name of Myles Gaskin. You remember him?
But he'll be out of those mothballs next game, because I think...
And you start feeding him. You start feeding him and letting him be that banger that he used to be. He Mostert to be the home run guy that he is. Then you got to play that running game honest. Now you got Tyreek Hill downfield. And Jalen Waddle, for God's sake, 3 targets to Jalen Waddle? What were you thinking?
That's my point.
I don't think McDaniels is going to get outclassed that much again. He ran there last night, and the old boy from the Chargers had his number. He couldn't figure anything out. He stuck the throw into the middle of the field. I think he's going to make better adjustments and go away from the grain sometimes when he has to. He's a young first-year guy. You're still 8-5. Nobody thought you were going to be where you are right now. Your defense is still playing.
Season ends today. I think we would host the game, would we?
Yeah, and listen,
I think we would host the game.
I'll tell you something. Y'all got a knockoff version of Micah Parsons and Jalen Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So I say that to say this. Dolphin Nation, I ain't going to beat you up today, because I saw some things that still show me a lot of potential in you guys.
We as Dolphin fans, we're spoiled. And let me say this about the Dolphins. And I said this, and I don't know if I said it to make myself feel. Where Miami is, 8-5 right now, most people pick us to be 5-8 right now.
Of course.
Most people pick Miami. So to be 8-5 is really an accomplishment, second to none. You go through adversity in the season. You can't let a couple of losses. I'm telling you, and mark these words, we can go up in Buffalo and we can poke them in the eye and we can punch them in the nose.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the spirit. This
weekend, because everybody in the world expected Miami to lose to Buffalo. And what they're going to, everybody, exactly what they're expecting of Miami to begin the season is what they're going to expect of Miami this weekend. And Miami can show them a lot different.
There you go.
I just tell people, this whole week of squats for me has not been good outside of having the joy of my life working the Caribbean Baseball Cup. But I cussing Friedman. I cussing my Dodgers so stink right now. I say cut me nine, bleed Dodgers. Right now, my blood almost back to red.
You bleed blacky.
Not a cotton picking, not one move.
Man, we got to get ready for Rich to take us home after the break, Pearly. But who you like tonight, man? This game got some ramifications within your division if the Patriots succeed all of a sudden.
No. No matter what happens tonight, the Dolphins stay in the sixth seed.
The Patriots jump into the seventh seed. My apologies. Seventh seed.
So they get beat tonight, though. Arizona can beat them tonight. Arizona needs this.
I got a funny feeling Arizona wins tonight. And I think Connor and I think Marquise Brown goes off tonight. I think Hollywood Brown has a big, big outing tonight.
And listen, Patriots had a couple of good games. The people around think the Patriots is garbage. Garbage.
Yeah.
Even last.
Yeah. I would say the same thing if I were a Dolphin fan with the same conviction, my brother. But listen, good stuff as always. We're going to have a bigger show tomorrow, obviously, because we're going to have to talk about this game tonight. We got more playoff ramifications, fantasy to talk about, offseason baseball, and basketball. Listen, man, have you noticed that AD is playing like 34-15 across the board?
I know. I see it.
They need to trade LeBron. We got to talk about that tomorrow, man. But I appreciate you, Pearly. Enjoy the game tonight, man. And like I said, we got big things this week, man. You know, I got you. I got you covered, man, all right?
Call me off here. Call me when you get off. Call me off here.
Yeah, man, no worries, man. I need an air fat fryer recipe anyway.
No problem. I got a nice one for you. That's just some honey garlic chicken. I'll tell you about it.
Wasn't, thank God it wasn't no pork chop. Anyway, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. And coming up after the break, taking us home, Rich Eisen and Overreaction Monday, man. Good stuff today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be gone.
used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low-must money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, for combo for one ticket, or double your chances with the King Combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, they presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with a surreal gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. Look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli cheese, fresh, crisp arugula on a flaky, buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea. Plus that, 'tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
All right. It's, I guess if it's time to start, it must be thick 30. Go for
hey.
It.
It is.
Look what's happening.
Yeah.
We're only trivial.
You started the show with it, Rich, so let's just go there.
Listen to them.
49ers starting quarterback in 2023.
I said it in the crystal ball, didn't I?
Well, you said if they win the Super Bowl. I'm just coming out and saying it right now.
Right now it's an overreaction, sure. Right now it is, but what he looks like is somebody who's been there forever. He's been there. That's what he looks like. I mean, somebody who's getting first-team reps for one whole week for the first time. Period for him. I mean, do you think he got first team reps at all during training camp?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, not all week.
But Fred Warner, you know, pointed out that he was very played against the number one defense every week
every
on scout
week.
Team.
So that helped.
You know, it prepared him, right? I don't know.
This is truly set up to be one of the greatest NFL stories ever. It is.
The first Mr. Irrelevant to ever start a game.
Look, and you know I love the Mr. Irrelevant group and people. I've known them for a very long time. It was born by out of the mind of a fellow named Paul Salato, who played in the NFL and wanted to honor the last pick in the draft with the term Mr. Irrelevant and give them a parade and a banquet, something called the Lozman Trophy, because it's the opposite of the Heisman Trophy. But Brock Purdy might just... mothball the whole concept. Like, calling this guy a Mr. Irrelevant is, he's the most relevant version of it ever. He's the only quarterback to beat Tom Brady in his first career start, but to call him next year's starter already is an overreaction right now.
All right, fine.
What do you got?
Based on last night's game, and I kind of hinted at this last week, but the Dolphins are going to miss the playoffs.
That's an overreaction, too. Take a look at the AFC standings right now. You would have to have them win only one more time or essentially lose out. And you said last week that the Dolphins are going to only win one of their last five games. I just find that hard to believe. I think they're way too damn talented. They clearly can't be in a two-team race for one last spot. They can't be having all the chairs removed with one last spot and have them dance around that chair with the Chargers now. And if they do lose to the Jets, they would get swept in the season series by the Jets. That would be a problem for them. And those are the teams that are right below them in the playoff standings, and they've already beaten the Patriots back in week one, so that's a good thing for them. I mean, they got a game up on everyone else for the second to last spot right now. They would have to fall off a cliff and have the Chargers and the Jets and the Patriots all be in there in a big mosh pit for two spots. I don't feel it right now. I see the Dolphins making it. I'd say it's an overreaction to say they're absolutely not making it right now.
Let's say the Chargers are in, and it's between Miami, the Jets, Pats, and Jaguars. Who do you have the most confidence in?
Well, obviously, I mean, the team with the best defense out of all of them is the Jets.
That's true.
If Quinnen Williams doesn't hobble off in the middle of the wintry mix of a game that they need him in desperately to
and then
sweep somebody.
And Mike White day-to-day right now.
What else, Chris?
With injuries. All right, we kind of like this team. They're super fun. We love Man Campbell. The Lions are going to make the playoffs.
It's still too... Like, if they had won Thanksgiving, their only loss in the last, what, five?
That was huge.
They had the Bills right where they want them.
Yeah, but they're 6-7. The Seahawks are kind of a sinking ship. And how much confidence do you really have in the Giants and Commanders?
Well, the Giants and the Commanders play each other on Sunday night. And I would say that, you know, someone's going to lose that game, but they've already tied.
What if they tied again?
Then they would have two ties. How's that? I don't even know what the math would be like.
I think two ties equals a win.
Equals a win or a loss. They cancel each other out?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the Seahawks are suddenly falling fast.
They can't
the
stop
Lions
anybody on defense.
Make the playoffs? You can't say they can't.
They're in it.
They're better than the Giants now.
Kornacki was doing the whole, like, you know, vision board, Mike, mm-hmm. with all the percentages and stuff. So I didn't see what the Lions were. I feel like they were about 14% or something like that.
No, they were 21%.
Oh, they were?
I saw that last night. He said they tripled their chances. They were 7% making the playoffs going into yesterday, now 21%. What else you got over there, Chris?
Why not?
What else?
Lions. Okay, we just kind of mentioned it, but let's just hit on it again. The Cowboys losing to whoever wins the NFC South. We can't safely say it's the Bucks now. Just feels like inevitable in the playoffs, right? It just feels inevitable.
DJ.
They're going to be big favorites. Okay, they're going to go into Tampa or Carolina, and they're going to be touchdown-plus favorites, and they're just going to do what they did yesterday, and then, like,
98 yards
and then, like, Sam Darnold is going to hit DJ Moore for, like, a 38-yard touchdown.
What if DJ Moore didn't take his helmet off in that loss to the Falcons?
Oh, jeez. Well, then they would be in first place right now.
That's an overreaction. I think the Cowboys are a much better team than anybody in that division, and it'll be nail-biting time. I mean, what are the odds that the Cowboys are put their fans in a rocking chair on that day and just own it from the start? I'll say that's an overreaction, and then ask you, which NFC South team do you have the best confidence in to make your prophecy come true?
Oh, well, Rich, here we go. Let's just go to our next overreaction because the winner, week 17, I'm looking into the crystal ball and I'm looking ahead to week 17.
Yes, sir.
Winner of Bucks-Panthers in week 17 is going to win the South.
I think so. I think you're right. What do you think, Atlanta with Desmond Ritter is going to come out?
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Brock Purdy's doing it? If Brock Purdy's doing it, Desmond Ritter sure can. But I'll just say here. I mean, the NFC South.
It is just hot garbage.
Yeah. Bucks are taking on Cincinnati. Panthers against Pittsburgh. I mean, is that a, dare I say, winnable game right there for them? Are they favored? They're going to be favored over the Trubisky was throwing interceptions all over the Ravens side of the field. I mean, the Steelers could have won that game going away yesterday. As Oregon's Anthony Brown showed up.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.